For decades, Dianne Feinstein has been one of the most popular politicians in California. Now, 89 years old and recovering from a bout of shingles, she's facing calls to resign after missing votes in the Senate. Scott Schaefer from KQED asked California voters about their senior senator's absence.
At a children's playground in San Francisco's Mission District, music teacher Thomas Danish takes a break from eating a sandwich to consider Dianne Feinstein's career.
You know, she's been in the game forever. You have to respect the woman for what she's done.
And what about people who are saying, you know what, you need to resign because you can't go back there and vote right now?
I think that decision's up to her and her people and her team.
On 24th Street, in the heart of the city's Latin Cultural District, Edith Reyes notes the high stakes in Washington right now. She's voted for Feinstein before and thinks she's done an adequate job, but...
There's a time for a change, and this may be it, for Dianne Feinstein to step down and allow somebody else to take her place.
Down the street, Andre Barnes says he's lived in the city a long time, but it's been years since he's even thought about Dianne Feinstein.
Like when Willie Brown was like a state legislator, you kind of understood what he was doing. He raised money, he got things done. Feinstein, I just don't have a clue. She should go enjoy her life. She's old.
Barnes likes Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who could fit the bill if Governor Gavin Newsom fulfills his pledge to name a black woman to the seat. But if you're a Republican in deep blue California, like Gloria Ludke of La Quinta near Palm Springs, the problem is much bigger than Feinstein's age.
The politics that they have in California suck.
While Feinstein fell out of favor with many progressive Democrats for being too moderate, to Ludke, she's too liberal.
I really don't think much of her. She doesn't do her job. She's just one-sided.
Republican Jeff Lau says he thinks there are good reasons for Feinstein to retire.
Harder to make decisions when, you know, getting older, and it's good to move on to another position.
On a recent morning at the Rossmore Retirement Community in Walnut Creek, east of Oakland, seniors were playing a vigorous game of pickleball. Inside a nearby clubhouse, three members of the Rossmore Democratic Club mulled over the Feinstein dilemma. At 91, Joyce Brock is older than Feinstein, but she rejects the idea that Feinstein is being treated unfairly or that there's a double standard for older women.
I don't think this has to do with gender. Because of my age, I know myself that I'm not as good as I was when I was 85.
Her friend Alice Claire King, a relatively young 79, notes that the nearly 40 million people in California need a reliable voice in Washington.
As the biggest state in the country, with only two senators, we need her vote. We need a senator who's at full speed and can give his or her all.
It's a balance between the agility of youth and the experience of age.
That's Amal Molik. Calling on his Indian heritage, he has a nuanced take on Feinstein's age.
In the Asian culture, age is regarded as a very great value.
Molik seems resigned to the fact that ultimately Feinstein may have to step down, giving Governor Newsom an opportunity to name the next senator. But
let us be clear on this. There'll be no voice like Dianne Feinstein. Whoever he appoints will have very large shoes to fill.
Meanwhile, Feinstein's staff says she'll be back in Washington once her health allows her to travel. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.